What about the markets? What's the forecast for this week? John Taylor joins us, and he says it could heat up by the end of the week. Good morning, John.
Or it may be like you said about the rain for our area. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see what happens. Friday was really a good day. The Dow was up 185 points, NASDAQ 36, and the S&P 22. Significant rebound. Futures up this morning about 65 points, of course, before the market opens. And it looks like maybe some of the attention has turned away, at least temporarily, from the geopolitical risks of the world. Take your pick, Gaza, Iraq, Ukraine. In fact, on the news that perhaps the risk in Russia and Ukraine has been lessened, the Asian markets are up strongly this morning. In fact, the Japanese stock market is up the biggest amount today that it's been in about 4 months. And not much going on so far this morning, except for one company that we'll talk about in a second, but it could be a very exciting week. And these are things that hopefully will take the market's focus away from those geopolitical hotspots. Things like, for example, consumer data this week. We get retail sales numbers and consumer sentiment. Those are so important to try to figure out what's going on with the consumer because, once again, it's about 70% of our GDP. Later in the week, we get inflation numbers at the wholesale level, the producer price index. And here's some of the companies reporting this week that we're going to be interested in today. Priceline, we'll come back and talk about that in a second. They just released Hertz on Wednesdays. Macy's, John Deere Company, Cisco, not the food people but the technology people, on Thursday. Kohl's, JCPenney, Nordstrom's, and before the market opens on Thursday morning, our favorite stock to talk about, Walmart, because they know what's going on with the consumer. We just got numbers a few minutes ago from Priceline.com, important because it gives us some insight into what's happening in terms of consumer spending on travel. They reported a very strong second quarter, $12.51 a share. That's much better than Wall Street expected at $12.04. Profit for the second quarter up 33%. They say that the summer travel season has been very, very strong, but the stock's down about $15 a share this morning, which is 1.2%, because they say that the third quarter is looking kind of soft. In fact, the numbers that they gave were below Wall Street's expectations, but it's primarily because Priceline is spending so much money billing internationally, Asia, and other places. By the way, I mentioned their stock's down $15 a share. Don't get too alarmed. The stock is still at $1,266 a share, if you can believe that. And Amazon is involved in another bidder price dispute with a content provider. In this case, it's Disney. Amazon says that they're going to that customers will not be able to pre-order DVDs or Blu-rays of forthcoming Disney blockbuster movies. This summer, Disney had two blockbusters, one of those, of course, being Captain America, The Winter Soldier, and also Maleficent, a remake of Sleeping Beauty. Each of those grossed over $700 million. You won't be able to pre-order those because Amazon wants a bigger share of the pie. Earlier this summer, Amazon was in a pricing dispute with Warner Brothers over the pre-release of the Lego movie. And they're still involved in a very bitter price dispute with a large publisher, Hachette. This involves the pricing of e-books. It's really interesting to see how people do consume their entertainment, whether it's e-books or whether it's DVDs or whatever. But one thing is for sure, there's an ongoing conflict between the provider of the content and the distributor of the content. And Amazon's got the muscle to see that some things change in terms of who gets paid what for the entertainment that you're enjoying.
All right. Well, that's the thing. Who gets the money?
It won't be us.
No. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach. Well, we may get a little of it if we're careful and take good advice. John Taylor could talk with you about something you may have concern about. He's located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith at Stern, Agee & Leach. The phone number, area code 479, and the number 782-25-27.